This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Department of Environmental Quality does attempt to educate law enforcement officials about environmental crimes. Capital Access's Wallace Watkins recently attended one of their seminars.
When you see black smoke anywhere, okay, somebody's burning something they shouldn't.
That's Jeff Nolan, Director of Criminal Investigations for DEQ. He told the room full of deputies, firemen, and justices of the peace how environmental crimes are classified.
Basically, if you knowingly break DEQ's rules and you emit something that can hurt somebody, it's a felony. The misdemeanor is breaking a rule by discharging or emitting something against our regulations that can't hurt somebody. An example of that might be you dumping shingles or you dumping tires.
Nolan says they classify all of these things, including littering, as green crimes.
And the whole reason that we call them green crimes is not because they have anything to do with the environment per se, but all environmental crimes, as I've learned, involve money.
And even littering costs the state plenty, an estimated $40 million per year along Louisiana's roads and waterways. While littering is costly, another type of dumping creates bigger and longer-term problems, unpermitted disposal of industrial waste.
We're going to go with littering on steroids.
EPA investigator Brett Spears says the federal agency has great concerns about those problems in Louisiana.
95% everybody does things the right way, but we have a larger 5% than most people.
And the EPA monitors Louisiana more closely than most other states, primarily because of our abundance of petrochemical plants.
We'll have more on that tomorrow.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
And I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.